Hello, thank you for joining me. I'm here along the coast, and I'm about to get on a... Well, do you know what this is? It's a sailboat. Would you like to go sailing with me? If you do, walk carefully up here. Step in. It's a little precarious, but if you stay steady, it's not too bad. And then sit down. Here we are. I will not be the captain of the ship because I really don't know a lot about sailing, but I'm eager to go sailing with you. So the captain's going to take over, and I'll share with you some information about an animal I've been learning about. Captain, let's go! I'm glad you could join me. We're here, in case you didn't know where we are. We are here off the Iberian Peninsula. That may sound really exotic, and for some of you it might be, but that's the area around Spain and Portugal. It's a peninsula that sort of sticks off the rest of Europe. And around this area is an animal that... I guess I might as well tell you. My hope is to see a killer whale, also known as an orca. Let me tell you some general facts about killer whales. Their name may say killer whale, but really it's more like killer dolphin because they're a member of the dolphin family. Now, we don't usually associate dolphins with killer. They are intelligent, friendly, social creatures that we enjoy and most people really like. For good reason. One of the first differences between killer whales and dolphins that we think of, at least when we think of dolphins, is the size. Most people tend to think of dolphins as being maybe 6, 8, perhaps 10 feet long. Some of the longer ones, killer whales can measure between 5.5 to 10 meters, up to 30 feet or longer, which is huge. They're also black and white. They have this dramatic look because the differences between the white parts and the black parts are stark, and it almost gives them a kind of clown look. So it's no wonder that people are drawn to killer whales. They look cute, they're large, they're black and white, and people have quite a history with killer whales, actually. Not only can they be long, but they can weigh a lot. They can weigh around 10,000 kilograms or 22,000 pounds. Now, if you're out in the boat, if we see it today, you'll know because it's large. It's gonna be about as long as the sailboat, actually. And it's gonna be black and white and really obvious. Some of them have a tall dorsal fin that can be up to 6 feet long, as tall as me. And some of them have curved dorsal fins, a little bit more like a typical dolphin. Still tall, but not as tall. The difference is the male's dorsal fins are tall. The female dorsal fins are curved. Dorsal fin is the fin on the back. Something else you may or may not know about killer whales is that they are a top predator. They are large, they are powerful, they are fast, they have teeth, and they are so intelligent, extremely intelligent. One of the most intelligent creatures in the sea, undoubtedly. They are able to hunt in some pretty amazing ways. They can work by themselves individually. They can work in groups. They've even been seen swimming toward an iceberg with a seal on it. And at the last moment, right at the very precise moment where it will have the greatest impact, they will dive down, and the wave, the momentum that they were pushing toward the iceberg continues, rocks the iceberg, the wave that they created sweeps over and can sweep the seal off. How do they know what's happening when they dive down? Somehow, they have that incredible intelligence. And when I say iceberg, I just mean a small patch of ice. It's not necessarily a huge thing. That's one example of a way in which they're able to hunt. They've also been known to beach themselves. This is counterintuitive to an animal. Most animals will not put themselves in a position where they are likely to get hurt or stranded, and yet killer whales do this. They will ride a wave up onto the beach, capture a seal or whatever it is they're trying to get, maybe pet chihuahua, and then they'll wriggle their way back into the ocean. It's pretty remarkable. What am I saying? Pretty remarkable. That's downright incredible. As we're out here, maybe I shouldn't be sharing this. I'm getting more nervous as we go on this boat ride. Well, this next one's not so bad. Orcas, killer whales, again, I'm going to use those terms interchangeably here. They have a similar lifespan to humans. They can live up to 90 years.
She says I'm a grumpy old man. But I'm really a grumpy old teenager.
The females usually live longer than the males, and that's standard for humans too. Females usually live longer. I think we all know how long it takes for a baby to be ready to be born. That's a lot of bees. Babies to be ready to be born. 9 months, right? Do you know how long it is for orcas? And that time period, by the way, is called gestation period. Gestation period. How long is the gestation period of an orca? It's about 17 months. That's about twice as long as that of humans. Because it's twice as long, that means they give birth every 3 to 5 years. You might be wondering, where else are orcas found besides around the Iberian Peninsula? Well, I'm glad you were thinking of that and asked, because orcas are found in most marine habitats around the world. Marine would be water related, and a habitat would be where a plant or an animal lives. So they can live almost anywhere around the world. And according to the World Wildlife Fund, which their logo is a little panda with WWF underneath, you've probably seen it, actually. There's a pretty decent chance you've seen it. But anyway, according to them, they say that orcas are probably the second most wide-ranging mammal on the planet, after humans. Wow. To be able to live in such a wide range of marine habitats, I think shows an ability to survive and an ability to adapt. So strong work, orcas. Because here off the Iberian Peninsula, it's not exactly cold, but I know that they can swim in very cold waters. So their range is vast. I think another reason why they do so well, they live so long in such a variety of habitats, is because they have a varied diet. Varied means that they can eat a lot of different things. They can eat seals, fish, seabirds, marine turtles, tacos, burritos. Yeah, they'll even eat ducks. Now, I was going to tell you about this place, the Iberian Peninsula. The reason I'm a little nervous to see them is because around here, maybe I should have told you before you got on, they've been known in recent years to... Did you feel that? Look over the side. There it is. Do you see it swimming? Black and white. It's swimming at the boat. Watch out. Hold on. It's getting our boat. It's getting our boat. It's okay. Don't panic. Hold tight. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And out. It's gonna be okay. So this is what I found out. I'm going to tell you while we're being attacked. They've been attacking boats somewhat more regularly around the Iberian Peninsula. And, oh. Whew, you're back on the boat. How are you feeling? Yeah, I can imagine you'd be a little scared. Falling into the water? With killer whales? What were you thinking? Oh, I know you didn't mean to on purpose. I'm just, it's a phrase. Anyway, I'm glad you're back on the boat. We're getting out of here. Captain, please turn around. Let's get out of here while I tell you a little bit more. Orcas have been attacking here around the Iberian Peninsula for about 4 years. It started in 2020, and then it seemed to increase. There were over 500 recorded incidents with orcas and vessels. Now, to be fair, the majority of those were just killer whales approaching the boats. Nonetheless, a lot of boats were attacked. Well, some people are saying attacked. Actually, some scientists say don't use the word attack because they don't think they're trying to be malicious. Malicious means doing something unkind on purpose. They think that rather they're playing. That's what they speculate anyway. We don't know exactly. However, they are going for the rudders, it seems. And I don't know, maybe they're playing. Maybe they had a run-in with a rudder, like quite literally. Maybe one of them got injured, and so they got angry and took it off. Or maybe they view them as a threat, and so they're trying to do away with all the rudders that come into the area. It's a little unusual. It's a little peculiar to this specific area. And it's interesting, isn't it? A little scary that you fell into the water, but we're glad you're back, and it's still interesting. Most cases are fine. Most situations are fine. Scientists have their different speculations for why they've been going after boats. I think because it started in 2020, they were tired of being in quarantine. They were like, I'm busting out of here. In fact, I can imagine it.
Hey, Leo, dare you to get that rudder? It looks suspicious to me.
All right, Martin. I will go after the rudder.
That's how I imagine it goes down. I don't know what kind of accents these whales may or may not have, but it could be anything. When a group of orcas working together can take down a blue whale, the largest animal in the world, they can kind of demand whatever respect and have whatever accent they want. They are the top. Nothing takes down a killer whale. And part of that is they work together. I mean, what are you going to do? If one of them is being pursued by a taco, there's going to be like 20 or 30 or 40 other orcas to defend it. So our options are limited, y'all. Respect the orcas.
Show some respect, please.
Kucharivsky boys, this episode has been for you. At this time, I would like to share a few reviews that some of you all have been leaving. These reviews came from the Yodo Player website, and the reviewers looks like they receive a made-up name. So this one sounds funny, but it's still a great review. Impressive Partridge shared, "This is our favorite podcast. I'm so glad." Scarlet Duck, on the same website, shared, "My son loves this podcast." Sympathetic Ibis, shortly after, shared, "This is hands down my son's favorite podcast. He has enjoyed listening for over a year." This next review from Apple Podcasts doesn't have a name. It just has two tent logos. This is from March 1, so this is fairly recent, March 1 of this year. "My three siblings and I, we are homeschooled, love listening to your podcast after we finish schoolwork. I really like that your episodes are short, yet they are very engaging and educational, and I really appreciate that they are presented from a biblical perspective. Please keep making episodes. God bless." Thank you very much for your review. That was helpful to me to know what you do like. So thank you, Tent, for sharing. And this is going back to last month, February 16. A Moody 17 shared, "We listened to this podcast on repeat, and my six-year-old never stops asking for it." I'm very appreciative for your review. And I'm going to read two more. Both are from this year, January 4, from Eric DJ, one of our kids' all-time favorite shows. "Nature and Science for Kids is one of the few podcasts out there they can both agree on and always ask to put on." Well, I like that I can help solve some tension in the family. They continue, we listen almost every day. Love the biblical perspectives too. I'm really glad. That's why we started it. For that perspective. And finally, January 2, Cluster of Stars simply said, I love the Grand Canyon one. Me too. That was one of my favorite episodes. That was my first favorite. And then it was Yosemite. I kind of like caves. Mount St. Helens. Recently, I'd say pigs. Pigs is my favorite. This is for all the pigs out there. Aha! We have one more thing. Wesley, happy birthday. If I do my math correctly, I think you're turning 7 around this time of the year. Happy birthday, Wesley. I hope you have a wonderful, fabulous, terrific birthday. Listeners, I'm Moose Dawmat. Thank you for listening. We're going to get back to the dock safely. Don't you worry. And until next time, keep exploring your world.
Killer whale. The killer whale.